Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, you're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'll tell you, I thought this guy would lie low for a change. No chance. Remember Axis Sally, Tokyo Rose? We have Tucker Carlson. You think that Tucker Carlson would lie low after he lied on the air for months about the alleged fraud in the 2020 election? Even though behind the scenes, he and a lot of the other Fox people were saying that it was insanity, it was crazy. Giuliani was no good and was crazy. Sidney Powell, one of the Trump lawyers, was insane. And yet they went on the air and lied. And now they're being sued by Dominion for well over $1 billion. That's with a B, $1 billion. It's a big number. It's a big number. So the guy lies on the air, and I thought he might lie low for a while, but no chance. No chance. Remember that Kevin McCarthy gave him more than 40,000 hours. Right now, it looks like it may have been 44,000 hours of surveillance video from the Capitol during and around the insurrection of January 6th. Now, I saw a lot of video, and so did you, not in a private screening, but just watching on the networks. I saw those people screaming. I saw them breaking windows. I saw them beating officers. I saw them, and so did you, almost kick an officer to death while he was down on the ground. And the only thing that saved him, he said, I have four daughters, and a couple of them then protected him. But he had brain damage, and he's since retired. You remember there were two pipe bombs that were planted at the Democratic and Republican headquarters, and no one has found the bomber. Almost 1,000 people have been charged already. 140 officers were assaulted. 106 of the assaults were with a deadly weapon, 60 people have already pled guilty to assaulting law enforcement. We have one of these clowns that was there at the insurrection, claims that he didn't criminally trespass, but there is some indication of where he was for his cell phone, that he was in the area he wasn't supposed to be, and that is this Van Orden clown who is representing Wisconsin in the 3rd Congressional District. All of that I've seen, I've read, and you've seen it, and you've read it, and you heard people chant, hang Mike Pence. You saw the guillotine. Well, what did Tucker Carlson do? Tucker Carlson is now on the air, and he selectively edited. He edited the footage, and it shows a few people walking in a remote hallway of the Capitol, remote area of the Capitol, sort of looking around, not in the middle of the action. Doesn't show the combat, the violent combat between the insurrectionists and law enforcement that went on for hours. It doesn't show the injuries to hundreds of law enforcement officers. And he's going on the air saying, this wasn't an insurrection. These were sightseers. Look at them. They're walking around. And this is in an area that was far away in the Capitol from the insurrection. Now, you would think that he wouldn't get away with this. I've seen actual footage, and you have too, of the combat and the injury. You've seen it. I've seen it. But a lot of people, if they only watch Fox and only listen to Fox, haven't seen it. They haven't seen the other networks. They ignore it. and they're reassured, and they say, look at that. It was not an insurrection. These are clearly sightseers. Now, is it half the country? No. But it's a fairly large, uncomfortably large percentage. And this is what happens when Crooked Mike McCarthy, or I should say Kevin McCarthy, Crooked Kevin McCarthy, releases this footage to Simply Tucker Carlson and no other media. And the other media have all gone in with open records requests, and they want it right now, and he won't give it to them. It's going to have to go up, bubble up through the court system. And that's exactly the problem here. And it has just been disclosed that one of the promises that Kevin McCarthy made to the right-wing nuts who held out and wouldn't make him speaker was that he would turn over the footage to Tucker Carlson precisely for this purpose. Precisely for this purpose. So he made good on that promise to keep them off his back. Because remember, the other thing that he agreed was that any one of them, you know, in different Congresses, there are different rules. I mean, it used to be 50%, then maybe 30%. If you just change speakers like you change a pair of socks, there's absolutely no tenure in the speaker. I mean, they can't do anything. If they offend one person, they trigger another vote. He finally agreed to that. He came down and he finally said five people. And they said, no, okay, one people. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene. She turns on him like the dog. That's Lauren Boebert, Paul Gosar, any one of these clowns, Matt Gaetz. So he is sucking up to them. And this is what happens when you only release the video to one journalist who's not only sympathetic to you, but is a professional liar. One journalist who went on the air for months privately saying that this guy, Giuliani, that this nut, Sidney Powell, was insane, was saying insane things, and then turns right around on the air and says there was fraud and that what they're saying is true. And that is why right now, they are getting sued for over $1 billion, and the clown now has edited out these tapes. We're going to the lines. We'll try to get you on in this. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Karina of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Karina?
Hi, good afternoon. I have a question, which I can't understand how does it work, and maybe you, I'm sure other people questioning that too, because it feels unfair. So we have people who are in jail right now for the January 6th, right?
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely, for a long time, too.
How come the people who were stirring the shit up is not in jail? How come they still walking around, going to court, deciding whether they want to show up or not? So the people who do not, who are not a part of the government, were taken to jail right away, never let out for any bails or anything like that. And people who are a little bit higher stature than you and me are still okay.
Right.
So how does
it work? You're raising a good point. Right. In other words, why isn't Giuliani in jail? Why isn't Trump in jail? Why isn't Don Jr. in jail? Why aren't all these people in jail? You're absolutely right. That's why I want to see Merrick Garland get off the dime. Fannie Willis is doing a good job, and the Georgia legislature is trying to get rid of her. You raise an excellent point. The small fry, the little fish get fried. The big fish are swimming away, and that's wrong. Thank you for calling, Karina. Really appreciate it. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Talking about Tucker Carlson, if you brought this up, I apologize because I had to get in and out of my truck while you were on the air. I don't know if you haven't mentioned it, it bears repeating. Tucker Carlson is the number one celebrity on state communist news in Russia. He's televised there. They love him there. They love that he hates Ukraine or doesn't. And look at the history of the Republican Party and the Communist Party. Trump gets caught by the FBI, and the FBI said, he did what he's supposed to do, and they fire him. And Putin said, there's no collusion. And Trump says, see, no collusion. It happens again with Mueller. They pick Putin again. No, there's nothing here. And then if that is not enough, with this guy Dan Kelly running for office in our state, there's a group called, and maybe you've heard of them. Now, I'm making a little light of it. It's called Judicial Review. It's a far right-wing group. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about, but I guarantee you, if you bet the standards for a judge and how he betrayed those standards, he would no longer be a judge. I'd love to throw it in the face of Judicial Review because they probably won't want to look at it, because then they'd have to say something like, you know what, I think he did. You know, if the people running this, the state bar people, he has violated so many laws himself. Why is the heck is he even running for Supreme Court judge? Like the lady before said, he might be in the right way of justice. He should be behind bars, not running for state Supreme Court. You know,
terrific,
people
terrific.
Get hit with a stupid stick. It was so many times. And if you believe that Trump or any of these clowns, they just had the clown show, the CPAC, clowns on parade or whatever we call it, you know what I mean? And they did their little dance and they did their little smoke and all this other stuff. The bottom line is, if they're truly exposed to the American public for what they are, remember, Fox is getting sued and old Tucker, you know, by the way, I don't know if you know this, if it wasn't for Swanson TV dinners, he wouldn't be on TV. That's where his money came from. I believe it's Swanson. I'm pretty sure. One of the TV dinner conglomerates. He would be nowhere. We never, ever heard of him. But because he was born with that silver spoon, he decided he's going to have some real fun and switch allegiance to Russia and the world be damned. And nobody calls him out. People have to be called out and they have to be exposed for what's going on. Come on. Between Dan Kelly and McCarthy, the guy who wanted to be Speaker of the House, and after the 15th time, they finally said, all right, you got it. You know, the 14 times or 13 times, we said, no, oh, that's not good enough now. Okay, now you're in. You're insulting our intelligence. Thanks, and have a great day, Matt.
Bill, that is terrific. You should take over the show for a segment. That was funny as heck, and there's a lot to respond to. We're going to a break. There's also someone else on the line, others. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. And after the break, I'm going to respond to Bill. But he's absolutely right that Tucker Carlson is on Russian TV, and he's pro-commie and pro-Rusky, and he's on every week. Talk to you right after the break, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Midnight Rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. All right, we have somebody on the line. Do not hang up. I'm going to get to you right away. I simply want to respond to Bill of Economwalk further. Made a lot of good points. It is true, first of all, that Tucker Carlson is not only the favorite American anchor, supposed, you know, fake journalist, who of all of them, but they put him on the air. They put him on Russian TV, and then they say that he speaks for all American TV journalists, which is false. Tucker Carlson, quite frankly, has betrayed the country. If we ever had a formal declaration of war with Russia, he'd be in prison. If Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose had been captured during the Second World War, they would have been put in prison, and they should have been put in prison. What he said about Dan Kelly, remember a couple of things. Dan Kelly got $120,000 from the Republican Party. He went around the state with Gableman trying to find fraud. He got $40,000 of the money after he'd announced for the Supreme Court. And his last chunk that we know of publicly disclosed was in December. This is March. We do not know if he's still getting paid. I don't want a staffer from the Republican Party on the Supreme Court. He's already said, they asked him about gerrymander, and he said, nah, I'm not going to get involved in that. It's a political thing. Voss has that under control. Look, this guy is bad news. He's been endorsed by people like Rebecca Grassl Bradley, not the good Bradley, not Ann Walsh Bradley, the other Bradley, Rebecca Grassl Bradley, and the Shelley Grogan from Waukesha, very right wing. Rebecca Grassl Bradley voted not to certify Joe Biden, even though he won the election. She's supporting this guy, Kelly. Bad news. Very bad news. And one of the stupid things among many that he said recently, I should say the last couple of years, but that's recent in politics. He attacked Social Security. Who the hell is he? Why is the Republican Party always attacking Social Security? He has nothing to do with Social Security. But he goes, well, it's for people who basically want to retire and didn't get their stuff together. And, you know, he kind of attacked them as if somehow they were welfare recipients, even though Social Security recipients have paid in their entire lives. This guy's bad news. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz. Janet Protasiewicz, April 4, 4 weeks from today. Going back to the lines in order. Don't hang up. Dick of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Dick?
It's hard to follow your callers today. They've all been awesome. But to Tucker Carlson, I know Dominion would never do this, but you got to hand it to this guy. The very beginning of the next week, he starts right back in. Matt, this is, if you didn't know better, you would think he cut some type of side deal with Dominion to take Fox the rest of the way down. Seriously. And then to the CPAC speech real quickly.
That's a great point. The Redeemer. Yeah.
The great Redeemer. What, wouldn't you have to have some socially accepted, you'd have to be, I don't understand the whole premise of the Redeemer thing from that speech. I mean, he's the most...
Right.
I don't even know where I'm going with it. It made me laugh.
He's a sick guy. What it is you're referring to his speech at CPAC, which we're going to hit in the next segment.
Yeah.
But he also, it was biblical. Yeah, he was calling himself the... Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Who the heck does he think he is? There's one Redeemer and it ain't him, okay? So we don't need his stuff anymore. But anyway, Dick, thanks a lot for calling. I really appreciate it. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Great show, Matt. She's having delusions of grandeur. Anyway, you know, I've been thinking about this because I don't know how everybody feels, but I've talked to a lot of people who have been, especially older people, who haven't had a lot of energy, you know, and don't feel like doing anything and are down in the dumps and, you know, just that aren't feeling okay. And, you know, and have significant concerns about what's going on. And, you know, this our country right now is under attack, and they're utilizing psychological warfare. And it's perpetrated by the mega Republicans, Fox, and others. And they're abusing their power, promoting overt lies and misinformation. And they're, you know, and they are sending it to their viewers, but all of us are suffering the consequences. And something needs to be done because this is severely endangering our country. And we don't need bombs, we don't need attacks, but we got people that are sitting in our government, in our state governments, in our federal government that are totally causing grief, despair, promoting lies. And I'm concerned, Matt. Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go on and on, but thank you so much for covering this. And I hope people speak up. I hope people call in and give their feelings.
Thank you, Gene, as always. And you really highlighted something. I want everybody to understand that when I'm pointing out some of these atrocities the Republicans are doing, it's not to further divide. It's not to bring people down. You've got to know the truth. You've got to know history. History is being made every minute of every day, every second of every day. Having said that, our objective is unity. We're all Americans. Republicans and Democrats, we're all Americans. And I call out and praise Republicans who I think have character. And they include people like Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Brian Hagedorn on the Supreme Court here. Paul Ryan has said that he will not go to the convention if Trump's the nominee. And there are others that I've talked about in the past. We're going to bring each other together, but we can't pretend there isn't rotten flesh here that is somehow corrupting the country. That's my purpose in bringing it out, not to bring people down. It's very, very important, I think, to point it out and then preach a message of unity, which is what I hope. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Dick of Madison made a good point, and I want to talk about it right now. What did Trump say at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Group? What did he say? What did he say? He has illusions of divinity. This guy, you do not want him in charge of our government. This guy has illusions of divinity. Let me tell you what he said. He gets up. He was a keynoter. He started out by denouncing anybody in the Democratic Party or anybody in the Republican Party who opposed him, calling them villains and scoundrels, villains and scoundrels. You know, no president in history before, even people with very significant differences, Franklin Roosevelt had very strong feelings about Republicans. Somebody like Dwight Eisenhower was well regarded by all parties. Nixon and Kennedy debated this one and that one. But villains and scoundrels. And then he said, quote, you know, and he used these words, I will demolish them. I will drive them out. I will cast them out off. I'll throw them off. I will beat them and I will evict them. But here is the clincher. And this may have been what Dick Madison was referring to. He said, quote, in 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those of you who have been wronged or betrayed, I am your retribution. This is right out of the Old Testament. I mean, come on, guys. This guy is running for president. He's as crooked as a dog's hind leg. Steal the pennies off a dead man's eyes. Stab his grandmother in the back for a bottle of horseradish. He's defrauded a lot of people. Betrayed us to Putin. Bill of Econimowoc was talking about that press conference where he said he preferred Putin over the FBI and the CIA. That was in Helsinki, Finland. Putin sitting right next to him, a reporter said, your FBI and CIA said that Putin over here interfered with the election. And he shrugged. He said, well, I talked to Putin. Putin denied it. Why would he deny it? He didn't do it. I trust Putin. And this clown is saying, in 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Who cares what he declared? Today, I say, I am your warrior. Ooh, okay, well, I don't like that. Okay, I am your justice. Well, no, we have a judicial system. Okay, and for those of you who have been wronged or betrayed, I am your retribution. Retribution. I will smite your enemies. Does that sound familiar? In the Old Testament, I will smite your enemies. They need smiting. What do you mean about wronged? And what do you mean about betrayed? He's talking about himself, and he wasn't wronged. He wasn't betrayed. He was beaten in an election. Joe Biden beat him by 7 million popular votes, 7 million. Hillary Clinton beat him by 3 million popular votes. In 2016. So why did Hillary not get elected? Because Wyoming has two senators and California has two senators. California has almost 40 million people and Wyoming has 600,000 people, but they each get two electoral votes for senators, and you can go on and on around the country. That is why. So the clown snuck in 2016, won Michigan by 10,000 votes, only won Wisconsin by 27,000 votes. And the clown says he was what? Wronged or betrayed? And then he projects that on the clowns that are there applauding him, saying, if you have been wronged or betrayed, I'm your retribution. Oh, really? What are you going to do outside of the rule of law for retribution? What are you going to do? As a seriously deranged speech with illusions of divinity, tired of these kind of guys, go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western today. Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Trump is a coward, draft-dodging coward. Guys like me went and served, and he called us stupid or whatever. So, you know, I don't think you can change the cult. They're going to believe this guy no matter what. The bottom line is you got to turn the reasonable people out to vote. And Tucker Carlson, if you're still watching that guy, I think you have serious issues because there's plenty of media out there to get. I mean, you've got newspapers and stuff to read and figure out what the truth is, I guess. But I want to. This all comes back, and I'm going to start walking. Well, I have been walking doors for Judge Janik, and the feedback is very positive in Dane County. If the same can happen in Milwaukee County, she's going to win. I'm going to go into some of these South Central Wisconsin counties and walk doors there because that's how big I feel this election is. It's probably the biggest one to get democracy back. And this stuff doesn't. This is how things change. It starts statewide here, local, if you will. You get Judge Janet in there, you get democracy back. If you don't get her in there, I listen to Kelly enough. The man is unhinged, and he's a mega. So I can't stress this enough. People need to go out and vote in, what is it, 4 weeks. I'm going to do everything I can. I know Dane County is going to turn out big for Judge Janet because they realize the importance of the election. I hope Milwaukee County does the same. And I hope up for Jeannie up in Eau Claire. I hope they do also. So we had a great show today. Somebody's going to get the truth out there, even if it hurts people, and you do a good job of that, man. So thanks for your show. Have a great day.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah, thank you, Paul, as always, for calling in. And I want to emphasize what you said about Judge Janet. This election is coming up 4 weeks from today, the 4th of April, 4 weeks from today. It's important to vote. You must vote. Vote early by mail or go vote early in person. You know how you do that? You just go down to a voting place in your municipality, and there's usually hardly any lines, and you vote, and it's no fuss, no muss. Otherwise, make plans, whether you need child care, time off from work, whatever you need, on the day of April 4, go in and vote. And here's the choice. Kelly, as I've said before, was on the payroll of the Republican Party. $120,000. That's a lot of money. Gableman has spent $2.5 million going around the state looking for fraud that wasn't there. They did it to appease Trump. And the clown Kelly went around with him riding shotgun, looking for it. They go blundering into these Republican meetings around the state. You can't have him on the Supreme Court. He's already said on redistricting, he said, I look on that as a political issue, not going to touch it. You know, and Boss has that under control, in his opinion. We will still have gerrymandering if he gets in. That's probably the single most important issue right now in this election. If Janet gets in, they'll get rid of gerrymandering. They'll have fair elections, and in 50-50 elections, a lot of these guys in the Republican legislature won't get elected. People look at them, and they'll raise the hair on a monkey's back. They'll be so scared, and they'll go to somebody else. That's very, very important, and until that gets sorted out, there's not going to be any agreements on budgets or anything else, because one of the things she could do, that majority could say Act 10 is unconstitutional. She could say this lame duck legislation on reflection is unconstitutional. Voss does not get to stick his nose. They lost the gubernatorial election. They lost the attorney general election. They don't get to hold on to power. They simply don't get to hold on to power. There's a lot of things she could do. I don't know what she's going to do. I don't talk to her about what she's going to do. Very good judge. But please vote for her. The one good thing that I'm going to point out to everybody is that in the primary, she and Everett Mitchell together got 54% of the vote. She got 46%. Everett got 8%. Doro and Kelly only together got 46%. And Doro, he said he wouldn't endorse Doro, and a lot of her supporters are ticked off at him, won't vote for him. He's in trouble. He's in very, very big trouble. And she came out and said, well, he wouldn't endorse me. I guess I'll endorse him, though. But her supporters are not buying that. The other thing is, believe it or not, Dane County had more votes than Milwaukee County. Milwaukee's a lot bigger than Dane County. Dane County, I think, had 239 or 49,000 votes, and Milwaukee had about 3,000 less. So hats off to Dane County. Please get out there and do it again. Please get out there and do it again. All you Everett Mitchell supporters, I have a lot of respect for you, but get out there and vote for Janet Protasiewicz. We're going to the lines in order. Do not hang up. Stephen of Green Bay, my friend. Thanks for calling. You're next. What's on your mind today, Stephen?
Hey, Matt. I'm glad you brought up the whole thing about Trump and the divinity thing, because I was reading the article and I'm like, wait a minute. This kind of sounds like something that I, you know, learned in Sunday school when I was a little kid. And he's spouting it off like it's original, like it's something he made up, when it's directly a passage from the Bible. But I just want to say about Trump, if you know, he does get the nomination, it's a really scary thought, considering the current climate we're in with Roe versus Wade and it being overturned. I would be afraid that Trump would go in and try to write a law that would permanently make abortion illegal. And I just was curious your thoughts on that.
I think you may be right. The other thing is, he could do things by executive order that are unconstitutional, but the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court might not say that, and say that, you know, withhold Medicare and Medicaid money and a lot of other things, and really penalize doctors who perform abortions, even if they're getting paid for something else that is a legitimate service. It's very dangerous. He'll pull us out of NATO. I think that Putin will see it as a green light to go into Moldova and maybe Poland. I think it's possible China will think it's a green light to go into Taiwan. I can't tell you how important that election will be in 2024. And fortunately, we have Joe Biden. Yeah, do I wish he were 20 years younger? Yeah, I do. But there's nobody else that can beat Trump. And I'll tell you what, Trump cannot beat Joe Biden, in my opinion, although I hope Trump does not get the nomination. Thanks for calling. Gary of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Gary?
You mean Gary of Madison? That'd be me.
Okay, no, I see Gary, wrong town. Okay, my friend, my friend Gary, I'm sorry to insult you.
That's fine.
Gary, my friend, wherever you are.
Yeah, Madison. Hey, regarding the ads for Janet's running, I only hear it on the radio. My only concern is that we cannot, the negative ads, you have to be careful. You can't outdo the Republicans when it comes to dirty negative ads, and nor should we try to do that. Because that's really, I don't know who's doing her campaigning, but I only hear it on the radio. So that's really important. That'll be bad news. What happened to Hillary? She tried to pinpoint too much of her audience sometimes. So Janet's going to have to be careful. And then she's got a debate coming up with Kelly here. I think in the March. I heard on the radio on what date that is. So, I mean, he's going to be mean, and he's going to try to pin her on some stuff. So she's going to have to be careful. So that's all, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, bye. No, Gary, that excellent points. And I know that Janet's people are listening to the show. And I would simply go further and say, I know Janet. I've known her for 40 years, and I know her husband. He was a law school classmate of mine, good guy, Greg Sell. And I'll tell you what. Janet, look, she was a prosecutor for, I think, 24, 26 years, prosecuting and sending to prison murderers and sexual assault defendants and some of the worst gang members. She is not a shrinking violet, I'll tell you that right now. She's not going to put up with anything from Dan Kelly. And I think Kelly's in trouble, because Kelly did not do, first of all, he didn't do well in the primary. He barely beat Doro, but he maligned her by saying he wouldn't endorse her if she won. And then secondly, he lost an election big time back in 2020 to Jill Karofsky. I mean, the people don't feel close to the guy. I don't think he's going to do well. She'll do great. The debate is on TV. I believe it's the 21st of March. And then there may be a few other joint appearances. But Gary, those are excellent, excellent comments. Good advice for her. And she will stick up for herself, and she will not put up with the negativity from this character, who they misrepresent things in their ads against her. She'll do very well. Thank you, Gary, for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is incredible. I didn't believe it when I read it, but listen to this. CPAC, you remember the Conservative Political Action Conference? Truly right-wing nuts. These were the people back in 2016 who stood at attention, gave the stiff-arm salute, and said, Heil Trump. Heil Trump. Heil Trump. They are seriously, a lot of them, deranged individuals. Heil Trump. Well, there's a guy, as it turns out, running for president. You may not have heard of him. You know, an interesting guy, not going anywhere, but his name is, he's an Indian gentleman, but he was born in the United States. And by India, I mean India. His name is Vivek Ramaswamy, okay? V-I-V-E-K. Surname is R-A-M-A-S-W-A-M-I. What a great name. Vivek Ramaswamy. So the guy goes to the CPAC conference, and he's going to talk because he claims he's a Republican, wants to be president. And a lobbyist comes up to him beforehand, not at the, and he says, if you give me several hundred thousand dollars, I will guarantee you'll come in second in the straw poll. I'll guarantee you'll come in second in the straw poll. So Ramaswamy thought about it, and he said, nah. They went to the straw poll. First place, Donald Trump, I think 62%, because they're all going Heil Trump. Second place was DeSantis, about 20%. And the third place, ahead of Nikki Haley, ahead of Rand Paul, ahead of Cruz, ahead of Pompeo, was a businessman from Michigan named Perry Johnson. Now, if you've heard of him, my hat's off to you, because I hadn't heard of this guy. He's just a businessman from Michigan. His name is Perry Johnson. And he came in third with 5% of the vote. Haley only got 3%. Rand Paul, Cruz, and Pompeo got 1%. Now, did Perry Johnson give the lobbyist some money? Or is Perry Johnson such a dynamic figure that I'm the only guy apparently who hasn't heard of him, and they have their chops out for him and gave him 5%. Here's what's going on in the Republican Party. Lobbyist comes up, and what they do is they'll bus in people who are simply paid. Give them a couple $100 and come in and vote for, in the one case, Vivek Ramaswamy, although he didn't take the deal. Very likely Perry Johnson, they don't care. They don't care. Or go to the people who are already there, say, I'll give you a grand. Vote for Vivek Ramaswamy or Perry Johnson or Joe Blow. You know, these polls at Republican conventions, the Republican Party is not the party that it was when I was a kid growing up and heard about it. This is not Dwight Eisenhower. You know, it's not Ronald Reagan. It's not any of this stuff. This business of having lobbyists offer a couple of hundred to take a couple hundred grand. They pay off some voters, some people attending it. They grab the lion's share of the money, and they have total unknowns do well. This is wrong. This is wrong. People are paying attention to this. People in right-wing media are touting this. This is emblematic of the current Republican Party. Going to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's been a while, and you mentioned Dan Kelly said that the redistricting and it was just a political issue. I beg to differ with the eminent Judge Kelly because it is a constitutional issue. Wisconsin's right. Constitution clearly dictates how district lines are supposed to be drawn, and if he was in conformance with the Constitution, as a conservative, he would overturn the districts as they're laid out right now because they're completely unconstitutional, as I see it. As a simple layperson, who the Constitution was actually written for, that he would admit that he's in violation of his oath there if he supports this, that redistricting.
Yeah, that is an excellent, excellent point. It is a constitutional issue, and he says it's a political issue. It's not a political issue. It's a political issue to him because Voss and the Republicans are in charge of it. However, if the Democrats were in charge of it, suddenly he'd say it's a constitutional issue. Listen, this guy was on the payroll, $120,000. He was on the payroll for $120,000. And so you can't. This is a Republican operative, pure and simple. You got to vote for Janet Protasiewicz. In my opinion, she's terrific. Jake of Eureka, my friend, thanks for calling. You're on the line. Jake of Eureka.
Hey, Matt, they had to rename CPAC, Conservative Politicians Against Christianity. So Donald Trump's their method of retribution, yeah, and they call themselves Christians, yeah, because that's what I remember Jesus talking about, retribution. These conservative Republicans are a joke.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, to me, it had some Old Testament things where I will, you know, I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt not have strange gods before me, and I will smite this one and all that. It's really great literature, but I got to tell you something. I don't want to hear it coming out of the mouth of a presidential candidate. I don't want him smiting anybody.
The one who Trump, of course, as well recall, claimed he was the chosen one. He is deranged and delusional.
Right. When people think they're chosen, there are a lot of people in insane asylums they say they're chosen. A lot of people say they're chosen in insane asylums, or they're the one, or this and that and the other thing. But you don't want a guy that has control of nuclear weapons saying that. You don't want a guy who's dividing the country racially saying that. So there you have it, Jake. You're right on the money. Thanks for calling. As always, Jake of Eureka, California. Coming to the end of the show, it's a great show. Little tidbit here. There's a state rep in Texas. State record Brian Slayton just put in legislation calling for Texas to secede from the union. Brian, my man, word on history, that was a tried in 1861. Bad idea. It's against the law. It's against the Constitution. Let's stop that. This is the character who also said that he put in a bill to make abortion punishable by death penalty for homicide. There's an abortion. The doctor gets it. And I don't know if the woman gets it. This is a seriously deranged individual. And he is in the legislature in Texas. Great show today. Great caller as always. Coming to the end of the show. Matt Flynn, Direct, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Scattered on dawn's highway bleeding. Ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind. Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roofs and the palm trees.